today, because you can handle the truth.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBM Live, this 20th day of May 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. The Iranian president and foreign minister are dead. They died in a helicopter crash. It was in a very inaccessible region of Tehran. They were part of a three-helicopter convoy. The other two choppers landed perfectly successfully without any problem. We have a report. Russian sources say the chopper was shot down. The Israelis declaring, of course, they had nothing to do with it. But that's what they do. They are the world's biggest liars, the most notorious. The official announcement from the Iranian news service said the foreign minister, Hossein Mehmedbazoulian, was among those aboard the chopper. The governor of the province and the region chief, Iman. Western and Israeli intel services came to the same assessment regarding the death of the president. But they claim it happened due to bad weather conditions or a lack of maintenance. According to Russian sources, the helicopter was shot down either by a bomb or a man-pad anti-aircraft missile. I have no doubt the Russians are giving us the truth. The U.S. and Israel are lying about it. Contemplate who benefits. Obviously, Israel benefits as a form of retaliation for the Iranian strike on those two air bases from which they launched the assaults on the consulate in Syria, Damascus, in violation of international law. Iran has been comporting itself in accordance with law. Israel has not. Meanwhile, the situation in Ukraine is dire for Ukraine. A Zinwag situation. Seven brigades are rushed to Kharkov. This battle will decide everything, a turning point in the war. This is from War News 24/7, highly reliable. Ukrainian analysts warn the Ukrainian army is entering an irreversible situation known as a zigzag, knowing the Battle of Kharkov may decide everything. Ukrainian experts analyzing the situation believe if the Ukrainian troops do not turn the tide of events in the near future, and I guarantee 100% they will not, then the situation for the Ukrainian armed forces will become a zugzwang in a game of chess where a player is put at a disadvantage by having to make a move. Any move he makes leads to a worsening of his position. Most Ukrainian analysts are convinced the attack by Russian forces in the northern part of Kharkov is not the main, and that the Russian army could be preparing a really large-scale attack in another direction. However, everyone agrees, even if it is not the main attack, Ukraine cannot ignore it, because in this case, the Russian army will enter Kharkov. It's happening. Russia is decisive. But get this. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating. They have the potential for surrounding and eliminating 40 to 45,000 Ukrainian troops. 40 to 45,000 Ukrainian troops. And as I've already reported, the head of the Ukrainian Armed Forces admits he's got no one to replace them. Meanwhile, even the Washington Post reports, Starlink communication failed the day of the Russian attack in the Kharkov region. It began on May 10th, when the Russian offensive initiated. The Ukrainian military lost all ability to track the movement of the Russian troops from drones due to interference brought about by Russian electronics, meaning that the Russians have the ability to disrupt. The Ukrainian army uses Starlink. This is Elon Musk's network of satellites for basic communication. The connection failed for the first time since February of 2022. Well, how totally appropriate. How totally appropriate. The morning of May 10th, an assistant to the head of the Pentagon, John Plum, said American and Ukrainian specialists were able to stop the use of internet terminals, Starlink internet terminals, by the Russian military on the battlefield in Ukraine, making it sound as though that was something they had done. As though Russia were using Starlink to spy on Ukraine. Well, maybe Russia has found a way to use Starlink to spy on Ukraine. I mean, military engagements have been severely altered by the fact that drones and satellites leave everything revealed. So it's utterly fascinating that on this crucial date, with regard to this crucial series of maneuvers, there was no coverage for Ukraine. Here's another report about it. Defense failures, jammed satellites, allowed Russia to disrupt the defense of the Ukrainian armed forces in the Kharkov region. Very, very significant. Russia should have this ability. Western media continue to look for new reasons to explain the failure of the Ukrainian armed force during the offensive of Russian troops in the Kharkov direction. One of the key factors was loss of satellite communication by Ukrainian units. Yes. Well, that's another advantage for Russia. Strike it up. Meanwhile, Victoria Nuland, about as despicable a human being as ever walked the face of Earth, is calling for more strikes on Russia. She's no longer in office. Bear in mind, this is a woman injured near the coup in Kiev in 2014 that initiated all these results because it deposed the Russia-friendly president. I mean, Russia and Ukraine were doing just fine. And it replaced him with a Western puppet of whom Zelensky is a successor. And thereafter, artillery bombardments of the Donbass commenced in 2014 to 2020-21, killing some 2,000 in the Donbass, which is a Russia-friendly, ethnic Russian, Russian-speaking section of Ukraine. And indeed, it was when the Ukrainian army was about to launch a massive slaughter of the Donbass, parallel to what's happening in Gaza, that Putin intervened. So we can thank this woman for engineering all of this. Here's what she's saying now.
Russian attacks that are coming from, that they need to be able to stop these Russian attacks that are coming from bases inside Russia. So I think there's also a question of whether we, the United States and our allies, ought to give them more help in hitting Russian bases, which heretofore we've not been willing to do. I think if the attacks are coming directly from over the line in Russia, that those bases ought to be fair game, whether they are where missiles are being launched from or where they are where troops are being supplied from. I think it's time for that because Russia has obviously escalated this war, including, as you said at the beginning, attacking Russia's second city, Kharkiv, which is not on the front lines, and trying to decimate it without ever having to put a boot on the ground. So I think it is time to give the Ukrainians more help hitting these bases inside Russia.
One of the reasons that the administration has hesitated is because they believe it will escalate things even further with Russia pull the U.S. further in. Why not? Why do you think that's a good idea?
Because it's Russia that has escalated this war. Russia has learned how to pull its forces back out of the range where we have allowed Ukraine to use our weapons and get our support. So they're getting a direct advantage in this war from our hesitation, and they have escalated massively. As you know, they have flattened a third of Kharkiv without ever having to get on the ground there. So it is time to stop that and help Ukraine push them back.
Maybe there's no single figure on earth more responsible for the war than Victoria Nuland. Meanwhile, Joaquin Agobian publishes again on my blog, jameshfesser.org, Western liars aggressively promote World War III in Europe, and there could be no greater Western liar than Victoria Nuland. Here's how it begins. Things appear no better this week on World War III's European front. That unelected worm, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Monday at a meeting on the 13th with a policy exchange think tank, actually stated, if Russia succeeds in Ukraine, the UK might next, adding that Moscow's recklessness has taken us closer to a dangerous nuclear escalation than at any point since the Cuban Missile Crisis. All these Western puppets read from the same central bank cartel manuscript, all saying the same thing. This City of London weasel actually accused Russia of cutting off the West gas oil supply when it was Western puppets following orders of their money-changing master to destroy Russia with unending economic sanctions, and chiefly the cause of the West's mess today, including, of course, the Nord Stream pipeline. I mean, what a stupid thing for the Prime Minister of England to be saying. Just ridiculous. Meanwhile, Judge Napolitano had an interview with Larry Johnson. And interestingly, let's see, Chuck Baldwin provides a summary of what happened. Takeaway number one, what many of us don't know is that much of the billions of aid Washington sent to Ukraine was in the form of cash. Of course, there's zero accountability. What happens to that cash? Supposed to be used to fortify Ukraine defense position, but it didn't. So what happened? You know what happened. It went into the pockets of Zelensky and his crony. Takeaway number two. Larry Johnson said in no uncertain terms, Ukraine will collapse. He said the collapse will come sooner rather than later. That NATO can do absolutely nothing to stop it. That Russia produces three times the number of artillery rounds and actual artillery pieces than the West. No, the Russia produces as many tanks in 1 month as the U.S. and Europe produce in 1 year. Takeaway number three. Ukraine's Zelensky's term in office expires Tuesday, actually tomorrow. Zelensky refused to allow his country to hold an election. Furthermore, he did everything he could to squash, imprison, torture his political opponents, whether an election is held or not, and it would have been today, after Tuesday, tomorrow, Zelensky will no longer be the legitimate president of Ukraine. The significance of that is, when Zelensky loses his recognized legal status as president, he can and no doubt will become a target of Russia, meaning, unless Washington sends special forces to Ukraine to whisk Zelensky away in the middle of the night, his days on Earth are probably numbered. Takeaway number four. If Zelensky's place is taken by a neo-Nazi, Russia will completely destroy Ukraine's political and military establishment. They will not abide a Nazi regime in Ukraine. We Americans have no concept of what the Russian people endured during the 20th century. We cannot begin to fathom the pain and suffering, along with the resolve and determination that is now endemic to the will and psyche of the Russian people. To them, war is not a video game. Men do not go into the military for health care benefits, college opportunities, or career advancement. Russian men are in the military to fight and destroy the enemy, to save their families and homes. They are more than willing to surrender their own lives to accomplish that end. Johnson makes a terrific point about all of America's war-crazy politicians who are always more than eager to send American troops into wars and conflict all over the world. He said if America instituted a policy where any politician who votes to send American troops into these incessant foreign wars either had to fight those wars themselves or send their eldest children to fight in those wars, warmongering in Washington, D.C. would end immediately. Love it. Great peace. Good job. Good work. Meanwhile, we have Colonel Jacques Baud of the Swiss Army reporting on what's taking place, and we'll have it right here. Jacques Baud.
We know that the West tried so hard, Anthony Blinken, Janet Yellen, Olaf Scholz went to China to force them, to convince them not to help Russia. And right now, this visit of Xi to Europe shows the same manner that he comes to Europe and he goes to Serbia and Hungary that are much closer to Russia than France and other countries. We know that the West is wishing to distance China from Russia. How do you see the situation? Is that possible, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so. We have to remember that the main target of the US and hence of the Europeans, because the leading figure here is the US. And the main target is China. This is what challenges the US leadership, especially in the Pacific area, but not only, and also economically, domestically, if you want. And you may remember all the issues with Huawei and now this kind of war that you have with electric vehicles and things like this. So the Tesla is the problem here because they don't sell cars anymore because they're too expensive. So as a result, the target is China. The reason for trying to weaken Russia was in the mind of certain individuals in the State Department and others, beyond the fact that there is still a hatred of Russia since the Cold War. I mean, for many people, the Russians are still communists somehow. I don't understand how they come to that, but that's a little bit, I mean, if you read some text, sometimes they talk about Russians as communists. So yeah, don't understand why, but that's probably well beyond reason here. In any case, there is a hatred of Russia, a basic hatred and a fear of Russia in Europe and in the United States. But this was not the main reason for weakening Russia. The main reason was to make Russia collapsing is that so Russia could not reinforce China. Because also geographically, you see that those two countries are very close. I mean, they have common borders, obviously. And they are complementary because Russia, and we see that very much now, that Russia needs China to improve its industrial production. That in China needs Russia for raw material and commodities. You know.
Be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Well, quite a lot. The Houthis are succeeding in shooting down drones over Yemen. We have one report from South Front, which, as I've explained, highly reliable site, showing a successful interception of a U.S. drone over Yemen. The Houthis have released video footage showing the successful interception of an MQ-9 Reaper combat drone of the United States military over the central Yemen province of Marib on May 16th. These drones, which cost around $30 million apiece, are primarily used to collect intel, but have the ability to conduct pinpoint strikes. And the advanced drones can operate more than 27 hours and reach altitudes of over 25,000 feet. Good for the Houthis. Here's another report about it. may or may not be the same. This is from Zero Hedge. Houthis shoot down a fourth U.S. Reaper drone. Yemen's Iran-linked Houthis have announced they've shot down yet another $30 million American military drone. Footage is widely circulating what appears to be the wreckage of an MQ-9 Reaper drone in Yemen, but the Pentagon has not yet confirmed they're not happy about losing all this expensive merchandise. And the Houthis are able to do it on the cheap. Meanwhile, unpacking the Israeli campaign to deny the Gaza genocide, Mondawas reporting a recent media flurry over the number of Palestinian killed in Gaza amounts to nothing more than genocide denial. The campaign to discredit the Gaza Health Ministry is simply a strategy to allow the Gaza genocide to continue. Everyone's watching it 24 hours. I mean, it's just insane that they should try to deny it. Here we have a report from the Palestine Chronicle. Israeli army devastated in Gaza. This is a resistance roundup as of day 222. What's happening is a change of tactics on the part of the resistance, altering the nature of the Battle of Gaza altogether. The initial assessment about the latest development in the Israeli war in Gaza is the war's gone back to the very start. Despite 222 days of constant fighting and relentless Israeli bombardment. This reading emerges from reports published in Israeli media, citing Israeli military officials saying Hamas has regrouped in northern Gaza, an area supposedly subdued by the Israeli army in the early months of the war. Today's fighting in Jubilee, however, suggests Hamas and other resistance groups may have done more than just regrouped. News from the battlefield, documented by Gaza's resistance, shows the Israeli army is weaker than ever, and that Palestinian resistance has the upper hand on all fronts. Earlier in the day, the Al-Qassim Brigade, a military wing of Hamas, said it had killed 12 Israeli soldiers. From zero distance, only one of many statements issued by the Gaza resistance throughout today. Later, Israeli sources citing an Al Jazeera admitted in a single attack, 20 occupation soldiers were killed or wounded Wednesday after a booby-trapped building was detonated with Israeli forces inside. Wow. You must adapt in war. Meanwhile, here's another. Report, 100 tanks, 100 tanks blown up in 10 days. This, of course, is 100 tanks in 10 days? That's fantastic. Meanwhile, in terms of American military, report from Natural News. U.S. aircraft carriers can be destroyed with certainty by just two dozen hypersonic missiles, of which both China, which are possessed by both China and Russia. Yes, yes. It's long been evident that aircraft carriers are a relic of the past and can easily be taken out. Meanwhile, we're having so many problems with recruitment. Navy Marine Corps focused on smaller eligible population as recruitment problems mount. The Navy's ongoing struggle to meet recruitment missions and the Marine Corps growing concerns on the shrinking pool of possible enlistees topped a Senate panel hearing on personnel issues facing the services. The Navy predicts it'll be 6,200 enlistees short of its 40,600 for fiscal year 2024. The service added it missed the last fiscal year. What it missed last fiscal year to the current year, he added that the work requirements in the fleet that we need to maintain so we can work out of the hole. Self-assured, I find.
change my mind and open up the doors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
It's stories like this that cause me concern. We have a government of morons. Senator Cruz urges DOJ FBI to investigate whether foreign adversaries are behind the Gaza war protests in the United States, as though protesting against genocide were un-American. This is disgusting. Zero hedge. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas had called for U.S. federal authorities to investigate whether foreign actors are promoting contentions within the United States, including recent protests over the war in Gaza, taking place on U.S. college campuses and other venues around the country. What's wrong with him? During a Wednesday, May 15 episode of his personal podcast, The Verdict, Mr. Cruz noted a recent report by network Contagion Research Institute alleging connection between the Shut It Down for Palestine movement and the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, of course, Ted Cruz. The Chinese communists are behind the student protests of war crimes. Meanwhile, I wondered where in the world all those stories about, you know, Hamas beheading Israeli babies had come from. Well, this is rather disconcerting, but here you have an Israeli soldier boasting about cutting the heads off of Palestinian babies, and I was more concerned about the blood on his vest than he was killing the babies. He admitted to killing 13. Listen to this.
The head and cut his head.
How many Palestinians did you kill?
I told you, 13.
How long were you in Gaza?
82 days. Listen, you suck your motherfucker. Now listen to me carefully, okay?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay? Do you know how much it takes to take off this vest and clean on the Palestinian baby's blood? Like this, you know, like he took a baby head and cut his head.
The vast majority of Americans stand behind you. They stand behind Israel.
Cut his head.
I mean, yeah, who stands behind Israel? Who stands behind the slaughter of Palestinian babies? This is grotesque. E. Michael Jones, whom I recommend, breaks down the takeover of the U.S. government by foreign powers. You see, Ted Cruz has it the opposite. It's not that the foreigners are interfering or promoting the protests. It's that the foreigners have taken over our own government, of which Ted Cruz is a part. Does he not recognize what has taken place? As we have the question, and it raised by American Greatness, is it 2024 election a political renaissance for America or the path of totalitarianism? To ensure the continuation of the American Republic will require not only support for President Trump, but also extraordinary vigilance by the American people through the election and its aftermath. Well, I gotta ask, when Trump has come out so strongly for genocide, complaining we just aren't killing the Palestinians fast enough, when he's come out with Mike Johnson for funding the Ukraine war, when he's ignoring the border, I don't see how there's any potential for an American renaissance on the horizon. Very, very, very troubling. I mean, give me a break. Meanwhile, we have CNN taking Trump's side on an issue. In a previously unheard of development, some anchors of the leftist propaganda machine CNN are now coming to the defense of Donald Trump, as one prominent host has taken a former president's side by admitting that the hush money case in New York would never have been brought against a different person. On his CNN Monday show, Sunday morning show GPS, CNN host Fareed Zakaria expressed skepticism regarding the unique application of the Hush Money case against Trump, questioning if such charges would have been leveled against anyone else under similar circumstances. Zakaria observed a rallying effect among Republicans as Trump confronts multiple legal challenges while attempting to return to the presidency. Republicans seem to be uniting behind Trump, and whatever opposition he faced in the primaries largely melted away. And the trials against him keep him in the spotlight. Jen Psaki was complaining about this. Infuriate his base, who see him as a martyr. May even serve to make him the object of sympathy among people in general, believe that the prosecutors are politically motivated, as they obviously are. Meanwhile, this is a doozy. The Washington Post reports, wealthy Jewish donors pushed the New York City mayor to launch the New York Police Department crackdown on the Columbia protesters. Surprise, surprise. Over a dozen Jewish billionaires work secretly in concert with the Israeli government as part of a private WhatsApp group which conspired to push New York City Mayor Eric Adams to crack down on pro-Palestinian anti-genocide protests at Columbia University, according to bombshell leaked chat logs obtained by the Washington Post. The most shocking report shows how many of the most prominent Jewish billionaires and multimillionaires in America worked together in secret to advance Israeli interests on multiple fronts, suppress American free speech rights, reward politicians who do their bidding with donations and hide their connection with the Israeli government. Are you surprised? That is absolutely standard operating procedure in America today. Meanwhile, Jessica Seinfeld and Bill Ackman fund pro-Israeli counter-protests at colleges. Jessica Seinfeld, cookbook author and wife to comedian Jerry, is funding a pro-Israeli counter-protest at UCLA, where violence broke out Tuesday night after a mob attacked demonstrators. And those were the Shabab Lubavitchers. I don't know if they needed any additional incentive in the form of money. Just the idea of bashing the heads of the goyim, I think, would be enough for them. Meanwhile, far-right billionaires are waging a war to capture state courts. This is coming from Truth Out. As state courts continue to hear cases related to abortion bans and protection across the country following the overturn of Roe v. Wade, with which I disagreed 100%, these institutions have come even more into the crosshairs of a few ultra-wealthy extremists who want to codify and impose their personal religious beliefs on all of us via binding law. Now, here you see, this is taking the opposite side. This saying right-wingers are trying to affect politics, but they don't spend any time talking about the Israelis and the Zionists who are manipulating and even getting our kids' heads bashed in. Absolutely disgusting. Meanwhile, Professor John Mearsheimer, donor class versus a First Amendment. This is a good issue to consider. Let's see what he's got to say. Mearsheimer.
Enormous lengths to shut down the discourse, to do everything they can to end the protests. And if you read this amazing article in the Washington Post today about the efforts of rich Jewish donors to shut down the protest, you see this behavior clearly laid out in great detail. In fact, it's thoroughly documented. And again, what they're doing is just trying to shut down the discourse, which is another way of saying suppress free speech.
Did the great University of Chicago, on whose faculty you sit in an endowed chair, once known as the mother of free speech amongst major high-end academic institutions, cave and call in the police to shut down lawful nonviolent demonstrators?
Yes, with one caveat, they didn't call in the Chicago police. They used the university security forces to end the protest. But I think the essence of what you say is correct. I was actually
surprised. What justification did this person have? Whoever the president is must know the rich tradition going back to then president and soon to be attorney general Edward Levy. But why the radical change? Is it the donor class putting pressure on him or her, whoever the president is?
We don't have any hard evidence as to what happened in the Chicago case. There are some of these other cases where you can see evidence, for example, in the Harvard case and in the Columbia case, but there's no hard evidence of the lobby's influence in the case of Chicago. But I'd be willing to bet a substantial chunk of money that enormous pressure was brought to bear on the Chicago president to end these protests as quickly as possible.
Good man, John Mearsheimer, and of course, Judge Napolitano continues to do wonderful, wonderful work. E. Michael Jones's address, a new anti-Semitism bill. It's very, very troubling that there should be such a bill coming forward. And of course, it's outrageous and violative of the most fundamental constitutional rights embedded in the First Amendment. Meanwhile, get this. Washington, D.C. is training how to get illegal immigrants to vote. Cheryl Atkinson reporting. This is to vote in city elections in Washington, D.C., but it's very extensive how they're going about it. They explain exactly what must be done. According to federal law, only U.S. citizens can vote in federal elections, but a growing number of state and local elections allow non-citizens to vote, among them San Francisco and Oakland, California, along with some cities in Maryland and Vermont. In February, a state appellate court ruled in a similar New York City law that violated the state constitution. But in D.C., they're moving forward. Meanwhile, we have there was a spat in Congress, kind of a cat fight, where MGT suggested that a black gal who was having trouble reading, a Democrat was having trouble reading a bill, suggested that she might not have so much trouble if she didn't wear those heavy fake eyelashes. It was just kind of an amusing diversion. Here's another report about it. This is from NBC News. Body shaming, IQ insults, and cross-talk. Krauss committee meeting devolves into chaos and personal insults. Here we have Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay. He's advising.
Well, it's too trivial to spend more time on, but amusing. Meanwhile, Gorsuch dissent in a consumer agency bill ruling calling a funding mechanism unprecedented. This is Alito and Gorsuch both dissent in a bill that might actually have more consequences for us citizens than one should imagine. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is penned a strongly worded dissent, deriding his colleagues in a May 16 decision upholding a financial regulator's controversial funding mechanism. The case, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau versus Community Financial Services Association of America, questioned the constitutionality of the CFPB's ability to determine its level of funding from the Federal Reserve, albeit with limited restrictions. Case is one of several posing major questions this term about the scope of administrative power. Congress set up a funding scheme when it created the agency, but CPSA argued legislators exceeded their authority under the appropriation clause of the Constitution. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they had. Would that be surprising to you? Meanwhile, Congress has made fully obscuring aircraft ownership information a reality. This is for the wealthy who fly their private jets around the country. They're trying to make it more and more difficult to track who they are, where they're going, what they're doing. A data privacy amendment buried within the FAA reauthorization bill will allow private aircraft owners to fully block aircraft registration information, which will make establishing who owns private aircraft far more difficult and render aircraft harder to track. Gee, you wonder why? Meanwhile, this is just astonishing to me. I mean, even in this day and age, this is so extraordinary. Socialist member of Chicago City Council thinks the idea of punishing criminals is racist. Calls America a garbage society. Rosanna Rodriguez, a self-described socialist serving on Chicago City Council, believes the idea of punishing criminals is racist. What does she think should be done with rapists and murderers? Summer camp? When you look at the breakdown of law and order in cities across the U.S., remember, the chaos is being driven like people like her. They are the problem. I couldn't agree more. Insane. Loons. Meanwhile, this is more of the same. Actually, literally the same. A socialist member of Chicago City Council believes the idea of using police to ensure safe streets and punishing criminals is racist, while calling America a garbage society. Rosanna Rodriguez is an older woman on Chicago City Council who supports defunding the police and caucuses with a Democrat socialist, an older woman who explicitly calls for critical race theory to be taught to children, is also involved in the council's education and child development committee. Yeah, good for her.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7:10 with coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tuning in weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want holy roller. He got hair down to
two final stories for today. If there's been anything driving anti-white racism, it's all diversity, equity, inclusion movement. Well, guess what? Congress is quietly trying to put DEI quotas back into college admissions and every aspect of American life. They hope you don't notice. When the Supreme Court put the brakes on Harvard's race-making admission policy, the backlash from the left was loud. What else is new? However, the bulk of the American people agreed with the Supreme Court, and while the left is very loud, they're actually a vocal minority, convinced they have some moral authority to dictate the rules the rest of us must live by, despite how unpopular the DEI movement may be. The left is pushing to reinstate this unfair practice in college and all over the U.S. with a sneaky legislative move. What else would you expect? A bill currently working its way through Congress will embed racial, gender, and religious quotas into nearly every aspect of American life. Housing, employment, health care, insurance, credit, all on the chopping block. Which are set to become battlegrounds for DEI if this new bill passes. But here's the kicker. The push is disguised as a bipartisan victory for privacy rights. It's not at all, but it's so cleverly disguised that, once again, Republicans have been duped into believing they're championing a long-overdue resolution of privacy disputes and have already thrown their support behind it. Bad, bad, bad. With the American Privacy Rights Act, the days of bad actors collecting troves of our personal data are numbered, or so we're supposed to believe. But the outcome would actually be very different. Meanwhile, Robert Malone, H1N1, that's the bird flu. Truth over fear porn. Fear porn refers to mainstream media content deliberately and enticingly placed on people's fears about disaster, disease, and death. It's often used to describe sensationalized and exaggerated reports or stories that aim to provoke strong emotional reactions such as fear, anxiety, or outrage. This type of content can be found in various forms of media, including news, social media, and online articles. Some definitions of fear porn also include the idea it's used to manipulate people's emotions and attention, often for the purpose of increasing viewership, engagement, or clicks. Fear porn can be seen as a form of psychological manipulation, as it preys on people's natural fear response to create a sense of drama or excitement. What Malone has to say, the above definition is close, but this is the point of various stakeholders in the fear porn ecosystem in the sake of the weaponization of fear of infectious diseases to advance human agendas related to public health. You don't want to miss it. I'll be right back and I'll take your calls.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 20th day of May 2024, where I take your calls. We got several lined up already. Paul from New Jersey. Paul, you're up to bat. Your thoughts.
Hello, Professor. Professor, listen, when we talk about the Chabad Lubavitchers, we need to remember those are Ivanka Trump's in-laws. So we should be very deft and careful the way we
I don't know. I'm very troubled. These seem to be monsters and extremists. They need to be exposed. Remember, it was Lubavitchers in Brooklyn were discovered to have this basement with bloody mattresses and kids' high chairs. It looked as though sordid activities had been taking place there. And the next thing we knew, a cement truck had pulled up and filled the whole damn thing. Very odd, very peculiar, very disturbing. Do continue. I suspect you're being sarcastic. I like it, Paul.
Indeed, I am. And by the way, we know that the Jewish billionaires out there, you know, under our lovely capitalist system, will do everything to pay off Mayor Adams to make sure Alvin Bragg does, you know, like scuttles any kind of objective investigation on that.
Yeah.
You know, we always have these Jewish billionaires always out there coming to help Israel and act as dual allegiance traitors. You know, George Washington warned us about that in his farewell address, these people with these attachments to their favorite other country. And they really are just agents of Israel. And that's the problem of voting for Trump. You know, the people out there, like the Jamie Kelsos out there in the Trump pom-pom squad, I mean, we know he's such an obvious Israeli firster as the Republican Party is. I mean, how can you really vote a guy who seems to, you know, have such a strong connection and tie to a foreign power? I mean, is he going to get rid of the FARA Act, you know, like the one that's going on in Georgia? I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. I guess if they never enforced the FARA Act, I guess this is just as good as getting rid of it, you know.
Paul, the problem is when you, the problem is the alternatives. You know, look, I am so distraught over Trump and his enthusiasm for slaughtering Palestinians, his support for funding the war in Ukraine, his doing nothing about the border. I can't begin to tell you. I look at the alternatives and I say, well, wow, wow, are we really this bad off? Any American is going to say, were they better off 4 years ago under Trump than they are under Biden? And the answer is going to be a resounding yes. I have no doubt he's going to be overwhelmingly reelected if we have an election at all. That's my take.
Yeah, I believe it. And you know, why not elect a billionaire? It seems that way. We love capitalism so much. We don't want graduating income taxes to harm their money, because that would be bad for capitalism, right? And so you can't vote in anybody who the billionaires are against. We're ruled by these wealthy elite, and they are globalist scum. They are, by definition. Now, listen, They're not just the globalist scum, though, too. The Republican Party last week on May 16th passed H.R. 8369, which is basically the Get the Bombs for Bombing Rafah Better bill. You know, like, we got to hand Israel the bombs quicker bill.
Yeah.
And get this, last week they voted on it, was H.R. 8369, and the vote came out, ready, 208 Republicans for, 3 Republicans against. And those 3 Republicans against it deserve an honorable mention, and that was Marjorie Taylor Greene, Thomas Massey, and Warren Davidson out of Ohio. Those are the only 3 Republicans who put the interests of America first, at least in this instance, and trying to pressure Israel to what?
Paul, it's just appalling. I mean, not even Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz were opposing it. I mean, this is ridiculous. God.
Get this. Now, of the Democrats, though, get this. There were 16 who voted to get the bombs to Israel first. Or 16 Democrats. And 184 against. So really, the only party, let's be honest, fellas, the only party that does stand up to Israel a little bit is the Democrats. They're a little better, you know, but this could all just be electioneering because they got the Muslims and minority populations who have no interest in seeing the white-looking Jews bombing brown people in Palestine.
This is where I stand with Ilhan Omar and, you know, AOC even in opposing Israel. I mean, the squad's on the right side of this issue, and I'm going to give them credit for that because they deserve it. But your
and
point...
Actually, this is where, actually, this is very good for race relations for nationalists like ourselves, who, let's be honest, I'm mad at blacks and minorities a lot of the time because their politics are so crazy. But on this, we're odd bedfellows. I'm down with in the hood. My brother's over there, except that not, what's his name, Hakeem Jeffries. I think Hakeem Jeffries was one of the ones who voted for it. And no, he voted against it. But nonetheless, some of the people in the urban centers, they have their priorities. They don't want American money. And some of it is their tax money spent on foreign adventurism and buying Israel free bombs to kill Palestinians. And it's just despicable. And I'm with you, Jim. I don't know what to do for November, like who's going to be my presidential pick.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Paul, it's appalling. I mean, the situation we're in, that this should be the United States in 2024? Give me a break. Unreal.
And I mean, do we have to make, we really should make it law that if you could codify Washington's farewell address. It's too bad it never got made into, like, to take in the intent of that document and made it into national laws on non-intervention and meddling overseas.
Yeah.
And on that note, thank you.
Wonderful. Great call, Paul. John in Texas. John, join the conversation.
Hello, is that me, Jim?
Greetings.
Hello?
Go ahead. We got you, John.
Okay, right. Yeah, I tried to call you last week, but I had a couple of problems.
I just wanted to share this. Sure, you're in Austin, Texas. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard Paul Craig Roberts on with Richie Allen last week, and he said a couple of things that really sort of shook me up, and I made a few notes here, and you probably know this, Jim, but as I say, it was a bit of a shock to me, but he told everybody that the USA recruits people from 160 countries, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. They finance the NGOs who provide the hotels, the food, the water, and the medical care while they are in transit. So, and this is going, this is going on all over.
You're talking about the caravans of migrants as they make their way up to the border of the United States.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And What else did I want to share? Yeah, I want, and I'm not having a
problem. We're financing our own destruction. And, you know, it's exactly. Just like we're financing all the corruption in Ukraine. We're financing the chateaus in Switzerland for Zelensky and his mansion in Florida and the whole bit. It's just, it's nauseating, John. That's what it is. Nauseating.
Yeah. So the other, one of the other things I wanted to share with you was, you know, and Trump's not the only one who's done this, but I remember him, you know, when he was campaigning for the 2016 election, and he was bumming away about how he was going to bring all these jobs back to America that had left, and I thought, yeah, mate, every part, that's an old song, you know, and I just thought I'd share this with you. I worked the first 20 years of my life in the textile business, and in the 1980s, I found myself working in the Philippines because all the jobs back home had gone. All the factories were closed down. And yeah. I worked for a year for a firm out in New York, and they were a Jewish-owned company. And they paid their workers $1 a day, and they worked them like slaves. They had some of them working in that factory till they were dropping with tiredness. I then went working for a German outfit.
Yeah. Who, what?
Compared to the other place, it was like working in an operating theater. At least they did 2 8-hour shifts. The factory was clean. The machinery was modern. Now, I'm just going to jump forward a few years here. When I came over to America in 98, I was here a few years. And like a lot of people, I was a fan of Levi's jeans growing up. I used to love my Levi's. And yeah. Before I left London, I bought a pair, and they cost me the equivalent of $100. And yeah. I remember going into a store here called Academy Sports, and I saw them selling Levi's for $27. And I thought, oh, my God. And then, as I say, in 2005, I think it was, I found out that Levi's were closing down their last two manufacturing plants, which were actually here in Texas. And I did some reading up on it, and they were paying their workers $15 an hour, $600 for a 40-hour week. Now, if you're paying that to your American workers, and you're out in the Far East, you're paying folks $1 a day, and Donald Trump says he's going to bring all these jobs back, if you're Levi Strauss Denim Company, what are you going to say? Politely, no, we ain't bringing the jobs back here, mate. Sorry. So.
I know, and William Jefferson Clinton, when he endorsed NAFTA, just did irrevocable damage to the American manufacturing and industrial base. That might have been the single greatest blunder of a president in the last 30 years, though there have been some whoppers. That was just a monster. Give us more, John.
Well, oh, God, what was it? Yeah, here's another one. When I was a young man, Harold Wilson was one of my political heroes because he managed to beat the dreaded Tories 3 times he became prime minister. And I was only a teenager, so I didn't know much. But I found out when I got interested years later in what happened to the people of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, when they got removed from the island and put on the main island of Mauritius. And of course, we found out that was so as America could build a military base there for a war they knew that was coming up in 1990 against Iraq. Now, what annoyed me about that was that Harold Wilson, the same guy that I used to be a big fan of back in the 1960s, I found out that as a result of this thing about Mauritius, he started negotiations with the American government back in 1969. And the negotiations were concluded with his successor, Jim Callahan, in 71. So, yeah, there was someone who was my hero when as a young boy turned out to be an arsehole, like a lot of them.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm afraid there's a lot of that out there, John. Good stuff, good stuff.
All right, final. Cheers. All the best.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation. Tom.
Yeah, good day, everybody. Jim, John, think about going to Salvation Army if you need Levi jeans. You can get it for $6. And they have a lot of brand new ones in there, believe it or not. People never wear them. They end up kicking off and they get a lot of donations. Salvation Army. Goodwill's a little more expensive. They're kind of criminal, but Salvation Army get you a nice pair of jeans here, John. Here's what I'm calling about, Jim. This is the main thing. First off, let's get to the real cookies here. I want everybody, if they can, they got the time today. I want them to look over the second hour of Robert Revolt show last night, Jim, and you include it if you can, and listen to Robert Revolt show last night. It was spectacular, and it was right on. It was explosive. When he had all that stuff talking about this illegal invasion of Europe and the United States. It's all been by design by the swine. It's designed by the swine to destroy white Caucasian Northern European culture, okay? And the guy that he had on tape talking was amazing what he was pointing out. Now, Jim, by the way, have you ever heard of a guy named Barry? He's on YouTube. Can't think of his last name right now. He's got a freeze. I can't think of his last name right now, but
not Barry Sartoro.
No. I'll get in a minute. But anyway, this guy's wonderful. Maybe you can have him on a guest. I gotta remember his last name. I just forgot.
Sure. You'll come to it. Tell us about the message he was delivering. Tell us what he had to say.
This message he was delivering was about the black vote in Chicago this election. He's already compared what he's saying. He's interviewed on his channel over almost close to 40% of all black males are going to vote for Trump. Okay. They're not voting to the Democrats. And if that happens, you got 12% of the black women that he interviewed are going to vote for Trump. So it's going to be a very close election in the state of Illinois. Anything can happen.
Illinois, you're saying. Yeah.
Yes, in the state of Illinois, it's going to be very close to New Jersey. It's going to be close to New York.
Biden has been such a disaster and done so much damage, and is so obviously, of course, I don't even think he'll be on the ticket. I don't see how anyone could vote for a Democrat after what they've done to this country the last 4 years, Tom. I can't see anyone who's of sound mind and good character voting for a Democrat for president. It would be an act of self-immolation, just insane.
It would be, Jim. And, the Catholic Church turning their back on this criminal because he's even saying he's a Catholic and, he's a great Catholic. You cannot even be a Catholic if you believe in abortion.
He's a pedophile of long standing. Absolutely. I mean, it's all disgraceful, just disgraceful, Tom. Give us more.
Well, the whole country's disgraceful. The whole country's gone into disgrace because, like Revolt said on his show with that guy, we're bringing in armies. We're bringing literally armies of males into this country.
Yes. Yes.
They're going to turn on us, going into our military, and pulling guns on us. They're going to kill us. They already killed us.
Do you think it's a UN?
Americans. Fauci should be hung with a rope.
Tom, do you think it's a UN army? Or are they going to don blue helmets when they suit up?
I believe they're going to put bandanas on and act like a bunch of cartel, wild cartel members that are pouring into our country. I don't know, Jim. By the way, you have a senator in Florida and a Cuban American and a Cuban congressman, Carlos Jimenez and Marco Rubio, saying that every illegal Hispanic, African, wherever they come from, there's all over the Miami Herald, they have to go back to their country of origin and stand in line. Now, that's how the people are in Congress talking like this today.
Marco Rubio is saying that, Tom. Good for him.
Yes. Yes, he is. It's all over the news today down here. They're talking about that more. They're talking about the Iranian president that's got in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
They're bringing up at the same time we're talking about the Iranian president getting killed, and we'll see what happens with that. But then, again, Jim, Marco Rubio was saying something. And they were talking in the Miami Herald on one of the radio shows here this morning. I was turning off for a few minutes. How the people can't even pay their credit cards? Their credit cards are in the trillions of dollars in debt. Trillions of dollars that the American public doesn't have the money to pay back their credit cards.
Right.
Then you had the guy on Robert Revolt's show last night saying that they're putting these people in the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago and in New York. They want to put all these illegal aliens in these $300, $400 room, night rooms? Who's paying for all this insanity? They don't want
you
to
and
learn
I
the
are,
language of English.
You and I are paying for it, Tom. That's you.
Yeah. Okay, should I hang on?
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Younger, so much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
But now
these days are gone,
days
and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and opened up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
And I do appreciate you being around.
Tom, go ahead. Further thoughts.
Well, yeah, Jim, I just got to say this criminal Biden, he's getting ready to rape us again with the gas price. He's going to go up another 18 to 28 cents for 28 cents in the next month there because the summer blend's coming in. And that was in the Miami Herald also. And they're talking about all these things that's going on with this Biden's insanity. The food prices are up 32% here in Florida, Jim, from when Donald Trump was president. And Joe Biden's going around lying, saying that when he inherited office from Trump. It was at 9%. He's a liar. Everything out of his mouth, like Cohen, is a filthy lie. That schmuck. These putts are getting away with murder. And I don't know how much more people can take of this, Jim. But, you know, look at the health care going off the charts. And you got all these illegal aliens coming here for the health care, and they're dumping all their prisons. Like you said, Venezuela's a better place to go than the United States for a vacation. There's no more criminals over there. They're all over here.
Yes.
It's insanity, Jim.
Yes.
And we're losing our country.
Tom.
The cartels are... By the way, Jim. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm Breitbart News today, Jim. They're talking about all 50 states in the United States is they have drug cartels from all these Mexican gangs. They're on every 50 states, Jim. We have cartels everywhere, fentanyl pouring in everywhere. It's like a massive sieve, and we can't stop it. And then you got all these people OD'ing over 100,000 a year, and nobody's being punished. There's got to be public hangings, Jim. We need people to be hung in public squares like they did back in the day. We would not have all this insanity with these Democrats and Republicans and all these other idiots.
You got to legalize drugs, Tom. You got to pull the carpet out from under them so they no longer are in a profitable...
Jim, I disagree. Jim, well, I disagree with you on that. Now, Jim, you bring back public execution. You have to have public execution for breaking law.
How about like both?
Judge Roy Bean did.
Yeah.
When you stole a horse back in Wild Wild West, young Jim, you were hung from a rope if you stole the man's horse. And we need to go back to that kind of mentality. Okay? We can't go, no, you can't legalize all this insanity. Too many people are dying. They're all, right where I was at the other day, Jim, there's three guys that died from fentanyl.
But that's the point I'm making, Tom. You legalize it, you standardize it, you regulate it, and you tax it. And you solve the financial problems of the states like Colorado with marijuana. You gotta find a way to pull the rug. The cartels are too powerful, Tom. They're more powerful than the government. It's got out of hand.
So what do you do, Jim? You believe in capital punishment?
Tom, that's okay, but it's not going to do it. They can outgun us. I mean, it's just insane what it is. You got to legalize the drugs and then standardize tax it, and you pull the rug out from under the cartel because there's no need to do the illegal profit-making drug running. You know, standardize it like cigarettes. You got to be a certain age. Tom, I don't see any other solution to the problem. It's got completely out of hand.
We agree that the military one day is going to be all minorities run. There'll be hardly any white males in the military. They'll even be in a militia, but they're not going to be in the military. Our military's gone. The generals are all become cowards. Most of them.
I know.
We've lost our country, Jim. We got the president. We got the president.
Give us a final thought, Tom. Give us a final thought. They're all bad. I know.
My final thought, Jim, what will happen if all these people that are on Social Security losing? What happens if Social Security collapses and the EMP?
I know.
We have no electricity in our grid.
I know, Tom. I know. I agree.
What will happen? What will happen if all these people all of a sudden, they don't have a tech?
Tom, I could not make it without Social Security. My wife and I only make ends meet because of my retirement combined with Social Security.
Absolutely.
That's it.
If you didn't, just think, Jim, if you didn't have Medicare, Medicaid for your insurance, for your health care.
To which I contributed.
Take that away and give it to illegal aliens.
To which I contributed from the time I had my first bicycle route when I was like 13 years old. I've been contributing to Social Security, and I'm 83 now, Tom.
I feel you, Jim. I feel you. I'm not that old, but I've been contributing since I was 13 years old. I had a paper route, too. I've been working since I was 13. I used to cut grass for a living. I used to be a lifeguard at a swimming pool. I did everything. You did everything you could. I got in the county.
I mowed lawns, and I was a box boy. I was seeing at the grocery store. I used to do this when I was a kid. You know, they're boxing up groceries. Wow.
You know what, Tom? I can tell you. You know how you take back the government? You go work for it. Tell everybody in RBN to go get a job as a county employee or something and work for the government. That's how you beat the system.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks. Bubba in Colorado. Bubba, join the conversation. Bubba, thank you, Tom. Bubba.
Well, I heard all that. Just Bo Scout Reb. And
okay, hang on.
You
hang
hear
on.
What I got to tell you.
Hang on. We got a break, and we'll be right back with you. We'll be right back with you. Stand by.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say it's all right.
Well, Bubba Scott from Colorado, join the conversation. Be concise, my friend. You got it.
Well, I will be. You, Bo Scout Reb is the real deal. But we told him, don't put that stupid song while you're on hold. Instead, put this one on because this is the one you want to put on. Anyway, what we're saying is, what happened is Bubba studied the history of Western civilization and things. That's why I don't like to read. And we call there's a line from this song. It's called, we ride a tank, hold the general's rank, while the blitzkrieg rains and the bodies stank. you know where that's from, and that Mick Jagger, maybe he wrote it. And then when we looked into it, we're not like that. We don't want sympathy. We're on top of the government. So we're bringing it to the enemy. You don't understand our aim. That's it. But you got to know our name, Bo Scout Rep. And what we're saying is he writes this song, and then we find out he married this supermodel in Texas, this runway chick. Her name was Jerry Hall. Well, she divorced him because she caught him naked with David Bowie. You see what I mean? This is the civilization that's taken over. It's sick. And I can't look at these people here because of that. You heard about that story, but is it true that Mick Jagger attending the London School of Economics on top of everything else, those Fabian jerks? Did he really attend that school?
I can't answer that. I think I've heard the rumor, but I can't confirm it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the King of England just started admitting he's a direct descendant of that Count Lugosi of Transylvania. How much sicker do you want it to get? So is it any wonder it's taken over by North African darkies and the Arabian Peninsula darkies? People, there's not even any real white people left in London or any of them big towns. They talk about that. And the whole civilization's crumbling. So there's only, and last night, your listeners all missed it. It's called Caravan to Midnight. General McInerney, Thomas McInerney, he used to be on Fox News. Now he's can only relegated to this John D. Wells, Dallas, Texas. They know about us. They all know about Bo Scout Rep and the Vulture Squadron. And he said, yeah, it's not going to turn out the way you think of this election. They've added modifications to their hammer and scorecard to reverse the vote totals. It's all
so how do you think it's going to come out?
It may not even take place, but if it does, they can transfer votes from the one you figure is going to win to the other jerk without.
Well, are you telling me the Democrats are going to win the election in 2024? Is that it?
That's what he was hinting at. He said you're going to have to go all out to stop this, and the mail-in ballots are coming, and the lockdowns are coming. They're going to do the same thing with it's been revised even worse this time, like 2020, but even worse. That's what he's talking about that for a whole half hour, General Thomas McInerney. And he's known by the whole Pentagon. So this is just getting worse. And the only ones I can talk to out there are never been married, white race, double X chromosome females who see no future for themselves. They're really confused because of this gendery, bending, homo stuff. And like Bubba says that, our social workers, the Veterans Administration says, you can't use that word anymore, homo. They have to be called African-American. No, they have to be called queer. So it's come full circle.
Huh?
It's all queers instead of homo. It's sick. There's no end to this. So I can't look down because I'm up on a hilltop, so I look up. So the people in Kansas and Oklahoma, you're screwed. It's coming your way. You can see the clouds building. They cover over the plains and head southeast and wreck you down there. It's building up, and it's headed your way. And that's what but you can't look at the people here. I'm telling you, it sucks everywhere I look, and it's never going to get better. It's just never
give us a final thought, Bubba.
Yeah, change that song that's on hold, the Bad Moon Rising. That's fitting. Put that Bad Moon Rising. And also mention Bo Scout Rep everywhere and don't stop because I know we can do something about this and Bubba still take over because yeah, she studied the whole Western civilization and all the people you say that have infiltrated and been brought in by this sickness. It's a big sickness disease that took over. And fix your archives. Because we use multiple phones, we can't get it to play.
Okay.
It's not just our phone.
Thanks.
Okay,
thanks
a lot. And
You got it. Glad to have you here. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, and the stories that you started off with, which were great, by the way. So let's talk about this death of the Iranian president for a minute here, okay? So is there anybody who would doubt that the psychopathic, genocidal maniacs in Israel would kill the president of Iran? I don't think there's anybody that would doubt that if they were honest about it, right?
So yeah.
What I'm saying, and also the foreign minister. The foreign minister was killed in this terrible accident. So far, we're still calling it an accident. Let me tell you, I don't think, and you were alluding to this, I don't think it's a far stretch. And here's my concern, is all we need is even a tangential, and I don't think it's going to be long before we come up with some kind of proof, that Israel, Mossad, the U.S., but primarily Mossad, is behind this. Okay, so then what happens? Well, World War III starts. Frankly, that would start World War III. Why? Because this is an act of war, okay? Israel cannot get away with murdering the president of Iran and the foreign minister and think we're all going to be distracted by, they're protests. Are you anti-Hamas? Or are you all this distracting conversations that they keep coming up with these events to try and get us not to see what they're doing? I don't have any doubt that they killed this president. What do you think?
Yeah, the Russians are reporting the helicopter was shot down either by a bomb or by a man-pad anti-aircraft missile. I agree with you. The Israelis did this. Now, the question is how to react to it. If you take covert action in response, you might avoid World War III. But I have no doubt this was an Israeli op. I agree with you. The question becomes, what's the right way to respond? And the Iranians are incredibly patient and thoughtful. So I think they're going to handle it in the best possible way. I don't think there's any country in the world that will handle this better than Iran will now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I pray that they will. But I also look at this idea. Look, here's the president, right, has been, and if it's shown that Israel was behind it, right, you have to also, whoever the elected official is going to take over, I think they're going to have an election, there's a vice president there now, they're going to have to take into account what is the reaction of the public in Iran. And any country, you know, we've been brainwashing to think Iran is a demonized country. I mean, it's a normal country like any other country. If you kill its president, people are going to want to strike back. I could see, and actually I'll be as controversial as to say, I think it would be good then for Iran to declare war on Israel. I mean, hey, listen, if Iran declares war on Israel and takes care of the leadership of that wicked satanic nation, isn't the world a better place? All right, I'm leaving as a rhetorical question. The other thing I wanted to touch on real quick was, you, and thanks for covering this story, by the way, Victoria Nuland, the human rights war criminal, walking genocidal war criminal, okay? Oh, by the way, have you heard that she's been hired by a university? Guess where? She's going to Columbia University. How fitting, right? The same, you know, a Zionist hotbed who sends out stormtroopers if somebody dares to point out that the Jews are committing genocide in Palestine. Yeah, she's going to be, that's where she's working now. But what I wanted to say was this. I noticed in your clip, she's saying, this is what they always speak, right? Oh, well, we need to be able to send more weapons so that Ukraine can fight Russia, deeper into Russia. I mean, who's the we? I mean, why isn't this woman in jail on trial for war crimes and being tried as an international war criminal? Wherever she goes, she brings death and destruction.
Yeah. Yes.
So she says, we need to talk about we. She's not we, because the we is America.
It's rhetorical. It's a rhetorical device to grant her greater authority as though she were speaking for more than just herself and her clique.
As if she was talking, for more than the psychopathic Jewish terrorists who run our State Department.
Yes. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're nailing it. Give me a final thought, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I just think we need to start calling her out and the people like that out, Blinken, and saying, let's talk about what this person is saying, right? What does it mean when she says we should send more weapons so they can attack deeper into Russia? Are you talking about starting World War III? That's what they're talking about. How dare we think that we can have a lackey fire into Russia on Russian territory? It's great. And the last thing I'll say is, Jim, one day I promise you I'm going to call up and I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
Terrific, Joe. I love it. I think the idea of Iran declaring war on Israel has a lot of merit, by the way. I'm very intrigued by that. Sammy in Las Vegas. Sammy, welcome back.
Hello, Professor. You guys are forgetting that I'm an old guy, too, that gets Social Security. Donald Trump wants to cut our Social Security and Medicare, and you've heard him say that many times.
Do you think he does, Sammy? Does Trump want to cut Medicare and Social Security?
He said it. You can look it up. But anyway, that's not the reason I called.
Right.
The reason I called was, did you see any of the videos of Putin going to China for their meeting?
I haven't seen them, no, but I mean, it's an historic event. I mean, this is a very big deal.
When Blinken went over just a short time ago, President Xi made him wait in his office for 2 hours for him to meet him. Nobody met him at the airport. He had to go there himself. And when Putin came over, oh my God, President Xi was at the airport. There was red carpet. They had bands playing. Young Chinese women out there dancing and everything. It was unbelievable, the difference between the two.
You think maybe they were sending us a message, Sammy? Maybe they were sending us a message?
Oh, they were sending us a message, all right. When Blinken, I told you, I married a Chinese girl. And
yes.
We've been together for 30 years. We talked to her in-laws and her sisters on WeChat. We do video calls with them. She calls them about twice a week.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Do they confirm the attitude of China toward Russia, enthusiasm and toward the United States, deplore the U.S. and its actions?
They signed contracts together while he was there. Putin brought 100 of his top officials there, like the Department of Education, the Department of this, the Department of that. He brought 100 of them there to meet with the Chinese people and work together. They're all going to be working together. And another thing, the electric vehicles, they put a 100% tariff on those.
Yeah.
You can buy, in China, you can buy an electric car that's actually better than the Teslas for less than $10,000. They're $9,000 and change, with a 5-year guarantee. I mean, they're under warranty for 5 years. And in America, Elon Musk is selling a lesser product over here for $50,000-$60,000. That's why they don't want those cars coming over here. And another thing, when Blinken was having a meeting with President Xi, Blinken was talking about the fentanyl coming into the USA, and it's translated so you can understand what they're saying. And President Xi said, isn't that weird? It seems like what goes around comes around. He was talking about the opium wars. When they were sending all the opium to China, getting the people addicted, I thought that was so funny. And he goes, isn't that weird? Seems like what goes around comes around. But anyway, I think we're in big trouble because China and Russia are acting as one now.
Yes.
And with them is Iran and North Korea.
Well, that's right. That's right. Look, and China and Russia are such natural allies because Russia has all this vast supply of natural resources, and China is the industrial and manufacturing giant of the world. They're a perfect pair. And the rest of it is going to shrink into insignificance by comparison. Go ahead, Sammy. Final thought.
Yeah. One other thing. Do you know in China, education is free. Your medical care is free. If you want to go to university, as long as you can make the grades,
yeah,
keep going. And it doesn't cost you a dime. That's why they have hundreds of thousands of engineers. My wife's sister went to university and got a master's in computer programming, and she designed a computer system where people could pay for their parking at the meter with their credit card, just tap it and pay to park their meters. She drives the Bentley now. There's a lot of... I love to go to China, Professor. It's so clean, so nice. People are all dressed nice, no homeless.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, there's not a lot of... My impression is there's not a lot of freedom of speech and freedom of thought there, but, you know...
No, you just don't bad rap. You don't bad rap the government. You do that, you just... Everything's okay, but you don't try to bad rap the government. They'll get you for that, but you're actually freer over there and better taken care of than you are here. China really looks after those people.
Sammy, I'm very pleased you shared all that. That was just excellent. Good, good, good stuff. Thanks for the call, Sammy. Thank you. Phil in Florida. Phil, join the conversation, Phil.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thank you. And I like the idea of if Iran actually declares war, they're doing a lot better than the U.S. When's the last time the U.S. did war on anybody? But I did want to mention tomorrow evening, and hopefully folks are listening, tomorrow evening, Allison Weir from If Americans Knew, KNEW.org, who's like country's expert, you know, on Israel, Palestine. She's going to be on a forum that's live streaming on all these YouTubes, Rumbles, Facebooks, Twitter, BitChute.
Okay,
I wanted to give the website. I'll give the website if you don't mind. It's truthactionproject.org. Once again, truthactionproject.org. And it comes on at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I guess if you go to the website...
TruthActionProject.org. TruthActionProject.org, 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow.
Correct. And I also wanted to, I know I always try to think, what can we do as individuals, you know, right in our own front yard, backyard, as you say. And Allison Weir, the website for If Americans Knew, they have these flyers, Jim, that you can purchase a whole bunch of glossies, and they also give you the option to download the PDF where any one of us can print them out ourselves. And I like to do that. And they've got a great new one on this whole Gaza thing since October 20, you know, the 7th, and it's called 2024 Gaza Flyer. And I just printed up a whole bunch of them. So if you go to ifamericansknew.org/about_us/cards, you know, and that'll get you there. Or just go to ifamericansknew.org and get to, you know, fact sheets and cards. And you print up a whole bunch, put them on the front seat of the car. You know, and, you get junk mail, Jim, you know, especially from these damn politicians looking for money. Take the postage paid envelope inside and stuff a few of the flyers in there and just drop them in the mailbox. Keep them on the front seat of your car. I was at the VA the other day, Jim, and in the waiting room, see the doctor. And I bought a few of Alison Weir's books. They're like $6 or something, you know. And I bought a dozen of them or so. And I brought it to the VA, and I put it in the book cart in the waiting room. You know?
Nice.
I mean, these are things we can do. And next week's, next month, USS Liberty. Don't forget June 8th, USS Liberty. Okay, thanks, Jim.
Very good. Great thank call. So great much. Call. Phil, thank you. Excellent. Excellent. Cynthia in California, welcome back.
Thank you, Professor Fetzer. I want to take issue with the statement that we owe the money for them bringing in these illegal immigrants. Anything that's not enumerated in the Constitution for the federal government to be authorized to do, we don't owe that money. The states have a contract, and the contract is called the Constitution. So let's say you were a homeowner and you decided you wanted to contract to have your kitchen remodeled. And so you go off to Europe on your vacation, you come back, and the contractor decided to also remodel your bathroom. And you say, I'm not going to pay that. And so they put a lien on your property. So then you tell them, I'm not going to pay that. They sell that lien to somebody else. You're still not going to pay it. This is what they're doing with the Treasury notes, with those bonds. The Treasury bonds, we don't owe that money. And there's been fraud involved in every legislator who voted for those expenditures and violated the Constitution, and their own personal assets are them. That's what would happen. But we haven't had anybody in office who will pursue it. By the way, President Trump signed off on those kind of appropriations, right? His fortune is also on the line.
Good stuff,
Cynthia. So, let's take this one step further. Let's take this one step further. All those people on the left who are upset about us spending money, giving money to Israel or giving money to any other country for weapons, they're right, right? So let's get them involved in a campaign to target every legislator who has been voting for these appropriations, Senate and House, with statements that they have violated their oath of office. They owe that money. We don't owe it. And they need to pay up, and they need to resign.
I like it. I like it, Cindy. Very nice. Very nice.
Do a bonding between patriots on the right and patriots on the left.
Love it. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Thanks, Cynthia. That was just terrific. We had a lot of wonderful suggestions today. And, of course, big news, lots of stories. Meanwhile, let me just say, encourage everyone to spend as much time as they can with their family, their friends, the people they love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And remember to support Revolution Radio. They're here doing what they can for your benefit. And I suggest, just think of a dollar a day, 5 days a week times 4 weeks, $20 a month. I don't think that would be too much, and it would make a big difference at the other end. So keep Revolution Radio in mind. We want to do all we can for you to keep America alive.
Thank you, Jim.
Got it, Julie.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, hello, hello.